The St. Louis Cardinals face elimination in the Major League Baseball playoffs tonight. They're down 3-1 in their series with the San Francisco Giants. The game will be played on Giants turf. St. Louis is still tense in the aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting in nearby Ferguson, Missouri. Reporter John Bewin went to a Cardinals game earlier in the playoffs to see how those tensions are affecting fans.
It's game day in the National League Division Series, Cardinals and Dodgers. Tens of thousands of fans dressed in red descend on the bars around Busch Stadium in the heart of St. Louis.
Here we go! I want to get this chant going! Let's go, Cards! Let's go, Cards!
Thabeaty Lewis grew up in the city and now teaches here at Washington University. He notes that faces of color are few and far between.
I really feel like I'm in Portland, Oregon. I mean, it's really eerie to me.
African-American attendance at Cardinals games has been sparse for years. Some say the team's racial makeup doesn't help. The Cards don't have a single African-American player on their active roster. On this day, maybe the most newsworthy appearance by African-Americans at Busch Stadium is a protest. Demonstrators just outside the stadium are chanting, "Justice for Mike Brown," the unarmed 18-year-old who was killed by a police officer in nearby Ferguson. Video of the protest was posted by Argus Streaming News. Inside the stadium gate, some white Cardinals fans take up a counter chant in support of Darren Wilson, the white officer who killed Brown. Inside the stadium, things are more peaceful. I ask fan Ryan Ayler if sports can unite communities.
I think it tries. I think that there still are
inequalities
in this world. I think that brings that together.
Noting the large black population in St. Louis, I ask Ayler to sum up who is at the game tonight.
About 80% white.
You think that's all?
Probably 85 to 90. I would say that a lot of the folks that are in yellow are African-American.
Ayler nods at the concession workers around the stadium.
Cold beer right here, cold beer.
They look like St. Louis, right?
Ayler's wife, Sarah, interjects.
They look like East St. Louis.
Yeah. St. Louis has always been a racially divided city.
About 10 miles away, game day is much quieter. I stop in at a barbershop looking for Cardinals fans.
Primetime Barbershop, Ferguson, Missouri. I know that's what everybody wanted to hear. In Ferguson, Missouri. Ground zero, what they call it.
Barber Tony Henley says sure he's a Cardinals fan, but lately he hasn't been paying much attention.
Right now, there's something bigger going on out in St. Louis than the Cardinals. We got bigger problems to deal with.
Henley says he's been active in the street protests sparked by the Brown shooting, and that right now his city needs justice more than a National League pennant. For NPR News, I'm John Bewin.
John is with the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.